Welcome to 9 to 5 Google Daily for June 14th, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have the Samsung Chromebook Plus V2, which went official today, which brings an improved stylus and keyboard, a rear camera, and refreshed specs. Overall, this is a pretty minor update to the laptop that Samsung launched a while back, and interestingly, it actually has a downgrade in one department. The display has been adjusted now to have a lower 1080p resolution at the same 12.2 inches. So that's probably due to increasing the battery life or prioritizing battery life over the higher resolution of the previous model. But in every other way, this laptop looks like a pretty decent upgrade. Next up, Google redesigned the ad settings page with its material theme and expanded the Why This Ad pop-up to all first-party apps. This update to the ads dashboard, which has actually been available to users since 2009, pretty much just simply makes it easier to view and understand everything about how Google uses your data for serving you ads. And also the other part of this announcement was the expansion of the Why This Ad feature, which you may be familiar with from YouTube, which basically explains to you why you're seeing the ad that you're seeing. Google is now expanding that to the rest of its services. Next up, Google Tasks will become a G Suite core service starting on June 28th, 2018. Just a couple months ago, Google completely revamped this ancient Tasks product, and now it will become a core service on G Suite for those who use Google's enterprise tools. And finally, our Abner Lee and Dylan did teardowns of Google Phone 21 and YouTube Music 2.35. You should check out our APK Insight posts over at 9to5Google. And you can read the rest of these stories over at 9to5google.com. You can subscribe to 9to5Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning.